Now it's official, the meeting is being recorded. Okay. We learned the Tosfos on Daf. We didn't learn the Tosfos. I raised an issue on Daf Hey on the basis of Tosfos Avalat Deroya Shalachem Shal Gavoya. So the Gemara, the way it says in our Gemara, you only need one pasuk. One lecha is ma'at shel akum shel hegdush. You don't need two psukim, one for akum, one for hegdush, as opposed to chiyuv chala, that it says areishis arisoy seichem, the last chaf mem. It says twice arisoy seichem. So one chem is lemuta hegdush, and one chem is arisoy seichem shalachem. Pratla hegdish and shalachem pratla akum. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. How come by chala you need two psukim, one to be mayat hegdish, one to be mayat akum, and by Rabbi Matz you only need one pasuk. So at the end of the long Tosis, the Imam Aschem Mishum Dechsev. So they say the Cheyeshul Taritz, the last two lines, based on what they said here, Yeshul Taritz Mashik, Sharabakim Erlans, Mari Soy Seichem. That once you have two psukim by chala, Le'olam, you need two psukim, one for Akam and one for Hegdish. Once you know by Arisoisech, once you know by Chala, that they're both in Smayit, so Mele and Kol HaTarakulam, and whenever there's a miut on one, the miut will go on both. Shine. Just like they said, you don't have in Kol HaTarakulam two psukim, one for Noche Shekib Shosai, one who's Tachas Yotcha, and one for Noche Shalokab Shosai. Once you have two psukim by chametz, that it's all the same, doesn't make a difference. So who are they to call a terkul? So the same answer over here. That's how the last two lines in Yesh Letaris Maheshik Rab Yanka Mirlans. But it could well be another teretz if people have time to look it up. Years ago, someone published Rab Soloveitchik Shurman Mishnayis Chala. So if you look in that sefer, I think it's, here it is, Shiurei HaRav, Maseches Chala, Binyan Mitzvos HaTliyos Ba'aretz. So on page Chav Beis, Rav Soloveitchik has a Yerushalmi and Chala, where the Yerushalmi says, according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and maybe we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva's opinion, they're not the same Pturim. You need two Psukim by Ari Soisechem by Chala, because Hegdush is a poiter, Mashenik and Akum is just that it's not a Mechayev. So if you have two Shas Chayvasais, if it'll be Hegdush in one or the other, it'll knock off the Chiyev, because Hegdush is a poiter. Mashenik and by Akum, if you'll have one Shas Chayvasai, it'll belong to an Akum, the other Shas Chayvasai will belong to Israel, then there will be a Chiyev Chala. Akum is not a poiter, Akum is just that it's a lack of a Chiyev. So if you hold that the two different dinim, they're not the same, so they can't be learned out from the same pasuk by chala. Masheni came over here by chometz. The chometz that's owned by hegdish, owned by akum, is not according to Tosfos. Tosfos shita was that bitul midaraisa bitul belev sagi. The Tosfos previously on dalet on the base divam maschon midaraisa. So Tosfos understood if you mapke the chametz, it doesn't belong to you. There's no ba'yiva kol shalachayat teraya, aval teraya shalachem shal gavaya and shall hefker also. Whenever the chametz doesn't belong to you, so there's no ba'yiva. So all you need is one pasuk shalcha. It has to be shalcha. It has to be shaloi b'shusay. According to the Ramban al chumash, at least it has to be shaloi. Maybe it doesn't have to be shaloi b'shusay. Shaila the Ramban and others whether they all agree with that Ramban. So if the din is that you need shalachem. Okay, so then it's one din. Akum, Hegdish, and Hefker is all the same thing. If you hold like the Pnei Yeshua and like the Bir Agra, many Achrenim assume within Rashi, that's a Rav Soloveitchik, also showed the Rashi on Daf Mem Zayin, that Chemtzu Shal Yisrael Achadushu see, I do violate by Rabbi Matze. So also it's one Hafka. Whenever the owner of the Chometz is Jewish, the owner of the Chemtzu Shal Yisrael Achadushu see, so I do violate by Yerod by Matzah, even though I was not Mekabel Achrayis. Why? Because the owner of the Chametz is a Gaber Bar Hochi of Bal Yerod, who is Muzeran Bal Yerod. So his Chametz is subject to Bal Yerod. It's in my rishus. You don't need shalachem. All you need is that it should be b'rishusai. Should be in my rishus. And akum and hegdish is one ptur. Whenever the bailam of the chametz is a bailam la barhochia balira by matzah, said there that chametz is mufka from balira. So by chala the two different dinim and they function differently. Alach l'maisa, it's a difference. Hashem came by chametz, it's one din, so that's why perhaps it can be learned out from one pas. That was a possible teret on Tosis Kash. Okay. But Tosis didn't give that answer. The last line in the long Tosis on Heyam and Beis, the Mamascha Mishum Dechsiv, so they said the last line, V'chei Yeshul Taretz, the Kasha Rab Yankiv Dealans, once you have the two psukim by Chala, then the Mele that sheds light on chametz that they're all the same, Hegdash and Akam are the same, and Mele, they can both be excluded from one pasuk. Okay. So what's halacha l'maisa? The Gemara quotes this price. Again, what is it? Tana Rabbanan. Price begins on the fifth line from the top of Ham and Beis. A long price. You don't violate by Rabbi Matzah Chemtza Shel Acherim. If the chametz belongs to Anachri, then it says you do violate it. So the Gemara asks the Sastir, Omamar, it says in the Brice, any other Menachri, no. The Gemara asks later, Omamar, the two dots. Yoch Yat Mavikabal Pigdonis Menachon Tamalar, may not allow to Hamret Reisha Shel Chayat or Alta Shel Achem Sastir. The Reisha in the Savior Gemara says it's not a stir. It depends how the Kibbal Aleach Reis, how the Lord Kibbal Aleach Reis. Whenever it's Mekabal Ach Reis, then there is Bali Rabbi Matz. And so the Gemara says, this sounds very much like the opinion of the Tanna Rab Shimon and Baba Kama. So Rashi quotes the whole story from Baba Kama, that it says in the Chumash, there's a difference between a ganav and a gazlan. A gazlan pays keren, and a ganav pays kefil. He pays sometimes dalad dehe also, but the Mishnah talks about paying kefil. But the Pasuk says, he shalom shnaim li reyehu, he pay kefil to another person, reyehu prat lehegdish. If you stole a behemah shel hegdish, the bezin will not make you pay kefil. You only pay kefil lireyehu. What if the hegdish is a dovah hagorim l'momen? The ganav stole a behemah shel hegdish that the bal hakorbin is chayav b'achriyuso, means he said harei alai. If he said harei zu, and the animal was stolen, and he kills the animal, the ganav kills the animal. So then the Baal HaKorban, the one who was Magdash Tukam, is not Mukhib to replace it with another one. That's a Mishnah in the first parak in Megillah. Ain be Neda l'nedova ella, that a Nedi yechai b'achriyuso. Neda means harei alai. Nedova is harei zu. You're not chai b'achriyuso. So if the ganav stole a korban that the bala korban is not chayav b'achriyuso, he said harei zu, then yishalom shlam derer, you don't pay kefil to the hegdish, and that's all. But if the bala korban is chayav b'achriyuso, let's say it's a chatus or an oshim, then he's mechuyav to bring. So if it's stolen, he needs a kapor, he's going to have to bring another one. Until you do the zrika sadam, the person will be chayav b'achriyuso. Or if it's a neder, if he took a neder harei alai, then if it gets stolen, ovad or nignab, then the balak korban is chayav b'achriyuso. He has to replace it with another korban. So then Reb Shimon says, true that you don't have to pay the hegdish kefil, but you have to pay the kefil to the balak korban because it's a dovah hagorim lamamin kemamin damin, because it's chayav b'achriyuso. So the Gemara says, this brisa that we have, this long brisa on Ham and Beis, that tells us this chiddush, that despite the fact that chemtza shel nochri should not be subject to Ba'ira by Matzeh, but if Kibbalal of Achrayis, if the Yisrael is Chad B'Achriyusai, then he will be M'chiv. The din is that there's no din Shoimrim. The parsha of Shoimrim that a Shoimrim is Chad B'Gnei Ba'Avei, then the Yisrael is Chad B'Yonson, only applies if the Mafkid is the Yisrael. The mafkid is a nochri, so you don't have all of these chiyuvei shomrim. So just because he became, let's say, a shamachinim, a shamasach, or a shoyl, on behalf from the kodin belongs to a nochri, chametz. The chametz is the pikadim, belongs to Anachri. There will not automatically be a din of shamrim over here. So it must be that he made a kabbalas kinyan. He made a kinyan suda with the Anachri. Anachri gave him his handkerchief. And he also says, despite the fact that according to the din ha-Torah, I'm not chayv achrayis, I'm the kabbalah myself achrayis. Either kneva aveda, onsin, or pshia, whatever it is, the three opinions. It said on this side, the Gemara says, ilu migniv amistvid. Sounds like kneva aveda. You need the level of chayv achrayis of Hashem Esochem, but that's what it says on the side, ayin tesis shuas mem dalet, where the tesis has in the Shulchan Aruch quotes the three different opinions. Is it enough? Kabbalah achrayis of Hashem Echinim, but he's saying, no, peshem itam mazik. That doesn't show that he's chay b'achrayis. That's for a shomer. He's chay mitam mazik. So you need achrayis of gnev haveda. Maybe you need achrayis of onsen. That achrayis of onsen shows that it's shaloi. Shaloi nana. So there are three opinions in Shulchan Aruch, what degree. But this all has to be mekabel achrayis. So the Gemara says that this b'raisa sounds like it's going like Reb Shimon Shita. The Gemara says, no, if it didn't would have been like Reb Shimon, you wouldn't have needed a pasuk, you wouldn't have needed a yafusa. Reb Shimon knows a mitzad asvara, that dobro gam l'mam k'mam dami. That's the first version of the Gemara. Then on the last line, on the family base, the Gemara says, ikad the amri, just the reverse. Bishleim, if you hold like tachachamim, that dobro gam l'mam is lav k'mam dami and kol ha-torah kula, then I understand why I need a pasuk over here to tell me that this is the exception to the rule. But if you hold like Reb Shimon and call it Tarakula, the din tells me Tzarasvara, he doesn't even need a pasuk. The din tells me Tzarasvara, Dabagarm, the mammon is Kid Mammon Dami. So that case, Taka, the Ganef who stole a Behemishal Hegdish, he doesn't pay kefil to the Hegdish, but he pays kefil to the Balakorbin, because the Balakorbin is a Dabagarm, the mammon, Kid Mammon Dami. So why do you need a pasuk over here? Wouldn't I have known it on my own? So the Gemara answers on the top of Vav and Aleph, no. If you are like Rab Shimon, why do you need a pasuk? It's a swara from Kala Tarakula. And for the Gemara, no, Rab Shimon's opinion is if the Ganef stole it, the behemoth, and the Bala Korban was already in his chayef to replace it, to bring a different behemoth, so then he holds Dabashe Goram Lemamin. Is Kimam and Dami, he's considered the Bailam, and you pay kefil to the Balak Korban. But over here, theoretically, it's a Dovash Yochal Ligram in the future, Lamam, but it wasn't yet Gurim Lamam. So that's Reb Shimon's din doesn't apply Mitzar Asmar. So he needed Zeris HaKosuf, that if Kibbal Olav Achrayis, that Yechai. That's the Gemara. Yeah, is there any connection between the word Dovah HaGurim Lamam and the din of Garmi? There's a din that Adam HaMazik is Chayiv, Sukkah Mechumish. Adam HaMazik, they Grama is Potter, Grama Menazikin is Potter. But there's a Machlekes in Baba Kama Daf Kuf, Machlekes Reb Meir and Achachamim. What if the Adam HaMazik is halfway in between Mazik Biadaim directly and Grama Benazikin? It's halfway in between. Well, that's what we call Garmi, or they in the Encyclopedia Talmudet, they say the correct pronunciation is Grama. Fine, Grame. So in the yeshivas, they mispronounce it. They call it Garmi. So Garmi is a machlekes Reb Meir Nachachamim. And the Gemara says, we pass on like Reb Meir, the doin din in the Garmi. There's a machlekes Tosis in the Ramban, whether the Reb Meir doin din in the Garmi. Tosis' opinion is that's the accepted opinion in the end of Chosh Mishpat. Towards the end of Chosh Mishpat, they have the din of Avodah Mamazik, the Adayim, and Grom, and Garmi. So the accepted opinion is that Garmi is only with the Rabbanon. So Garmi de Behemta would be Potter, and Garmi Bishegig is Potter because Lo Kansu Shogota Mezid, and Lo Kansu B'nai Achrov. Let's say the father was Adam HaMazik Alidei Garmi de Mezid, and then he dies. V'nishtabdo Hanachosim, so can you collect from the Yorshim? So the Ramban quotes, the Ramban has a whole country's din of the Garmi at the end of Baba Basra, whole separate countries. So the Ramban quotes the Balei HaTosis. We don't really have it in Tosis, but the Ramban quotes this from the Balei HaTosis. This part does say in Tosis, in a few Masechtos, the Garmi is only Midei Rabbanan. And on the first daf in Bava Basra, Beis Amar Aleph, Tosis says, Garmi is only Chai B'Mezid, L'Kontzu Shog Yigot Mezid, because only Aknas Midei Rabbanan. Then the third one, the third thing, that Garmi, the Behemta is Potter, that we really don't have in Tosis, and that Lo Kansu B'nai Acharav, if the Odom HaMazik, Aidei Garmi, dies, You don't see nishtab da hanachosim and you collect from the yorshim because lididei konsu, liberei loy konsu. This the Ramban quotes this whole story. The whole presentation from the Balei Tos Ramban disagrees with the Tosa. He says no. The Gemara calls it din de garmi. It's not called knasa de garmi. So don't you see that it's a real din there, right? So the Shach writes there in the end of Choshen Mishpat that he started writing a running commentary on the Kuntra's din of the Gami, and then he stopped because it's a waste of time. He says, because Halacha Lemaisa, we don't accept the Ramban's opinion. Ramban held that Gami is min HaTorah, so we don't accept that we pass like this, the Gami is only the Rabban. So the Gemara there in the end of Bava Kamma around Av Kufa, so when the Gemara talks about Gami, so the Gemara raises the possibility that maybe Rav Meir's shita dina de gamni, that Yechayv dina de gamni is identical with Rav Shimon, that dover hagarm lamamim ken mamim dam. The Gemara says, no, what does one have to do with the other? Garmi is a din or a mamazik. If he's mazik, be a daim is chayv. Mazik, ayde grom is potla. What if it's here for in between? What's the definition of here for in between? So that's a discussion, Tosis in the Ramban, lishitosim, whether garmi is there, I said the Rabbanon, so that'll determine what the definition of garmi is. So that's a question. How direct does the Adam HaMazik have to be that the Torah holds him responsible that he has to pay Minat Torah? So that's a question. What about Garmi? So the we paskin like this is Garmi is Chai Midi Rabbanan. But the other idea, Reb Shimon Shita, is a different question. If something doesn't belong to me, but I lost money because of the fact that it's Dov Shigoram Lemamim, because a Ganav stole it and destroyed it, therefore I'm going to bring another carbon. So it's Goram Li Mamim. Am I considered the Yisrael Yiglon Milsim Afreya that I was really the Bailam on the thing, but I'm the one who stands, I'm the one who lost money because of the fact that it was Oban. So they're really unrelated, the Pashtas, they're unrelated. That's when the Amar says they have nothing to do with each other. So the Shach in the end of Hoshem Mishba quotes the Ravon, one of the earlier Balei HaTosfos. The Ravon, I think, used to correspond with the Rav Minatam and the Rashbam. He lived in a different country, but he used to correspond with them. And he holds that Lamaskana, it is connected. Even though the Gemara is Matche, it's a Tchia B'Alma, that it's not necessarily Toli Zebizeh. But he holds that Lamaskana, it is Toli Zebizeh. So since we pass Kandina the Gami, that means that we pass like Reb Shimon, the Dora Gram Lamaman. Wow. The Pashta says we don't pass like Reb Shimon. The Gemara says we pass like Reb Meir, Danin and Din the Gami. And Reb Shimon over here by Dabar Gam Lamamin is a machlek, it's Yochavir Rabbim, Malachik Rabbim. You don't pass on like Reb Shimon. So the Pashta says you do have to accept what the Gemara said in Baba Kamma, that the two unrelated issues. Just because you have the root of the three letter root, Gimel Resh Mem, appears both in Garmi and Dabar Gam Lamamin, doesn't necessarily mean that they're connected with each other. Pashta says that they're unrelated. Okay. So now the Gemara has a new discussion on Vav Amud Aleph. The din is, yes.
That's the shita of the Ravon?
I think so. The Shach in the end of Hashem Mishpat quotes this from the Ravon. He says, we don't pass like that. He adopted what the Gemara's Havamin, and then the Gemara in the end of Bava Kamma rejects it there, that it's not Toli Zebizet. The Gemara said, you don't have to say it's Toli Zebizet. So the Ravon thinks that the Maskana, we do hold that it's Toli Zebizet, but the Pashtus is not like the Ravon. That's what the Shach says. Now the Gemara has a new discussion. We said there's a chaf mem, arisoy seichem lemute, that if the iso belongs to a nachri, is not chayiv in hafrashas chala. And there's such a similar pasuk by Bechor Behema Tohira. Let's say I know a nachri has a farm and he raises animals. And one of the animals is a zacha, firstborn to the mother, and there were no hapolos before that. So do you say it has a kedushas korban, and a Jew is not allowed to buy it and shecht it for himself? If a Jew buys it, he has to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and be makriv it. That would be a churban. So how do you ever know? You can't trust the nachri. The nachri is going to tell me this is not the firstborn vlad. How do I know? Maybe it was the firstborn. Maybe it's a b'chor behemeter. So Gemara learns that from Sukkim, that just like if it belongs to a Nachri, there's no din of Afrasha Schala. So if the Behema Hamavakeris that's about to give birth belongs to a Nachri, there's no din of Bechor Behema Torah at all. If it's a Balmum, let's say Behema Hamavakeris gives birth to a Vlad, then it's a born, it's Noilad Balmum. So the, you're not makariv it on the mizbech, but it's still one of the chav dalid matnas kahuna. You have to give it to the kohanim. The kohanim have a right to eat it, to shecht it, and to eat it. Chutz l'mikdash, you don't need. Chor and maisa, the two karbanas that when they get a mum kavua, you don't need any pidyon. You just shecht and you eat it. But the maisa, Rashi says, maisa belongs to the Yisrael, the farmer. So if it has a mum, so he shechts and he eats it like chulin. The bechor he has to give to the kohanim. If he makes a shut for zakum, the Gemara says, if the farmer makes a shut for the nochri, then it's mafkir the whole din of bechor. Not only there's no kedushas bechor for hakrav agabi hamizbech, it doesn't have the din of matnas kohuna. So the Gemara says, this bunch of who was prohibited. It was also to do that ha'arama, to make a shutvus b'danakum. I'm not interested in a shutvus b'danakum. I only want to have me and my children, my family, my mechutani, whatever. We're the bailim in the shutvus of the we own the animals in the slaughterhouse. I want to make a shutvus b'danakum in order to pata myself from the din of b'chor behemet ter. So the Gemara said, that's not right. To do a harama, to pat yourself from a mitzvah is improper. How can we do it all the time by chametz is a good question. But the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim made a shutvas akum. He had a big animal farm, and he made a shutvas b'dakum in order to pat himself from the din of b'chor behemet ter, and he was punished. We call the kud l'chevosa. All of his animals died because you're not allowed to make, you're not allowed to do a harama. To pati yourself from a mitzvah, that's not proper. So Tesis here discusses, how come as man as everybody does it? We all make the harama. All the Jewish farmers make a harama. They make it, that's what it says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that the farmer has to make a shutfitz with the nachri. Otherwise, if the Vlad, the first Vlad that's going to be born will be a zocher, will have a kedushas b'chor behemet Torah, then you can't do anything with it. It's also a begizah avod. You can't use it. You have to wait till it gets a mum, and then you have to give it to the kohen. So we do this haram. So that's what Taisus discusses on Gimel and Beis in Bechoris. How come the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim was punished for making that haram and making a shut for sakum? And today we recommend it all the time. So Taisus explains why it's different. So again, so we have the din. If there's an actual shut for sakum in the Isa, in order to be chayiv and chala, you have to have mem gimel beitza mechomish beitza. That's what Tosis quotes. Here the Tosis quotes on hey on the base avalat roya shalachem shal gavoya. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that you need two psukim arisoy seichem the chof mem shalachem one to be mamayit hegdish one to be mamayit akum. You don't learn from the same pasuk. That was the kasher Rabbi Yankel Mirlan. So why don't you learn from the same pasuk? So Tosis says, however, there is a Gemara Menaches that has a different girsa that really you learn out Hegdush and Akum from the same pasuk. Misvar meduyokim goras in kisveyad of the Gemara. The days of the Tosis had different kisveyad. So some of the kisveyad that were more meduyok, Tosis says, had a girsa that Hegdush and Akum are both learned out from the same pasuk. Shalachem by Risoy Sechem. I, but the Gemara does say there are two Arisoy Seichems. It says twice. One tells you Kishir Isas Midbar, that in order to be Chai Mechala, you have to mix together so much flour, Mem Gimel Beitzim, Mechamish Beitzim. Okay. So let's say that's years ago, the big Pesach in New York in America used to be Rav Henkin before Moshe came on the scene. So Rav Henkin wrote years ago that between 3 and 5 pounds of flour is a sofik, your mafresh chala b'li broch, and if you use 5 pounds of flour, then mafresh chala with a broch. It's approximately something between 3 and 5 pounds of flour. So let's say there's a shut for sakum. So how much, a lot of times you have a Jewish lawyer works for a non-Jewish bakery, and in addition to his salary, he owns a percentage of the whole business. So if he owns, let's say, 20% of the business, whatever they make up in his agreement. So if the Jewish lawyer owns 20% of everything in the business, so then you have to see when they make an isa, when they make bread, how much flour do they do at one time? So if they do, if the chelik of the Israel is going to be 3 pounds, Let's say he has 20%, and the whole thing is 15 pounds. I think we usually do 50 pounds at one time of flour. But let's say if they'll do 15 pounds at one time, and he owns 1/5 of that, 25%. So 1/5 of 15 is 3 pounds, so 3 pounds is chayv and challah. So the shutfas akum doesn't patter over there. It's the chelik of the shutfas of Israel has enough for this year. By shutfas akum, by behema hamavakeres, even if the akum only owns a toe of the mother or a little to the toe of the uber, it patters. But by shutfas akum, the Mishnah says in Mishnayis Chala, if there's a shutfas in a bakery between a Yisrael and a Nachri, and the chelik of the Yisrael is enough, has a shear of chayv challah, so then it doesn't patter. The chelik of Yisrael has enough to be chayv and challah. See, here the Gemara has a shayla. What if you have isas arnuna? Arnuna means like an eretz. Arnuna means a tax that the government has a right to collect. So he used to take a certain percentage. Rashi says 10%, whatever, okay. He used to take 10% of all the behemoths that were born, or they used to take 10% of all of the tfuah that grew. And then a lot of times they wouldn't, and if you didn't give them 10% of the bushels of grain and you already baked everything, that then they would take 10% of all of the bread that you baked. So the government has a right to tax all the citizens of the country. That's the halacha din and the machlus din. That's in Shulchan Aruch, that's halacha. That for sure. The Gemara says for sure, Dina Machus Adina means that the government has a right to levy taxes on the people who live in the country. How much more is included in Dina Machus? That's a question. But this for sure, this is Beferish and Gemara. The government has a right to levy taxes. And the government has a right to be Mishabe. They have a right to say, if you don't pay the tax, we're going to take the behemoth. So that's Ashiba Nechasim on the behemoth, Ashiba Nechasim. On the Isa, on the Tvua, on the flour, that they took the Tvua and the Jewish owner, Jewish farmer, ground it up and made flour. Then he mixed it with water and made Isa, made cake or cookies or bread, whatever. So the Goyish government, Medina the Machus Adina, the Dvar Avram, is a Shadis of Tshuva, is written by the last rabbi in Kovna. So the very first tshuva and the first chelik of the Dharam is a long tshuva. I remember when we learned Baba Kama in the Kollel, when Baron Lichtenstein, Zochan Lebracha, was the head of the Kollel here in America, in Yeshiva. So he had us all go through that first tshuva. It's a very fundamental tshuva. He talks about all the different aspects of Dina Namachus Adina. So he points out, that Dharam points out, there is a Taisvis and many Rishonim in the beginning of Sanhedrin, where they point out that Dina the Malchusa Dina is the basic din, and Hefker Bezna Hefker is a branch of that. If the government is not taking care of what they should take care of to keep law and order, then the Bezna has a right to act as if they're Dina the Malchusa. The basic din of Hefker Bezna is really the government, the Malchus, not a bunch of pirates. If it recognizes it, if it's an accepted government, the Rambam writes that there's a difference between kesef and shavu kesef. Kesef is only, there are certain dinim where we need dafke kesef. We mentioned a few times there's a brisa in Bechoros on Daftan Aleph where the Gemara in Bechoros quotes a brisa that there are three cases where we insist Afghan Kesev and Shavu Kesev not acceptable. One is the famous din in Azov, Pidyon Ma'aseh She'ni can only be done with Kesev She'esh Olav Tzura. That's a din deraisa for sure. Then the second din depends on different girsas in the Yerushalmi and Shkolim, that when you give Machzis HaShekel, you can only be Eretz if you give Kesev. You can't be Eretz if you give Shavu Kesev. And Moshe Feinstein, when he left Russia, had already written a chibur on the Yerushalmi and had to leave it behind. Part of it was lost, stolen from him when he traveled before he left. So in his tshuvas, he bemoans the fact that that was his life's work. He worked on this chibur on the Yerushalmi and he had to leave it behind, and part of it was lost. And he says in his Chibur on Yerushalmi, he explained why this is a din deraisa. That machzan shekel, you only yotze, if you give kesu, if you give shabbi kesu, we're not yotze. Then the third din, quoted there by the Braisa, is clearly only a din derabbanan. Rashi there in Pcharis Daftanal, quotes a Yerushalmi, which explains the reason for the third din being derabbanan, that when you come to Yerushalayim on Sholosh Hagalim, and you have to bring a korban oila sriya, Gimel mitzvos and stabi yisol bal liosam laregel, you have to bring oil asriya shalme chagiga and shalme simcha, so the oil asriya has to be paid for by kish. It's a takana de rabbanan, and Rashi quotes Yerushalmi why they made such a takana de rabbanan. You can't pay for the oil asriya with shavu kesef, you have to pay dafke kish. But the first two dinim are dinim deraisa. So the Rambam explains what's the definition of kesef as opposed to shavu kesef. Someone told me yesterday that they had recently in the newspapers that in the Marshall Islands, they did away with kesef. There's no cash. Everything is just digital. Everything is just all in the Luften. Like when I put money in a safe deposit vault, so the money is sitting there. When I put money in a savings account, the money doesn't sit there. There's no money behind. The bank writes down. It's a halva. I lent the bank. I give $500,000. I put in a savings account. Ken Yehiratzen, may as well make $20 million. I put $20 million in a savings account, so the money doesn't sit there. The bank owes me $20 million, and they're going to pay me ribbis because they're using the money. They're making much more ribbis than what they're paying me. So they told me that in the Marshall Islands, they did away with cash. There's only digital. Everything is just digital. So that the Chazon Ish has, in one of his svarim, he writes that a lot of the sociologists claim that cash is an evil of society. That's because mankind invented this concept of cash, of money. That's why there's such a taiva for redifus amomen. People want to amass more money. They want to stuff all the money in their mattress. They want to put money in their savings account. They want to get rich. If there wouldn't be any concept of money, there would just be shavu kesef. People would lead a much calmer life, and everything would be much happier. So the Chazon Ish said that's not true. He says if you have a halacha of machzis shekel, you have a mitzvah in the Torah that you can only fulfill if you have cash. It means that that's the ideal Torah society, is a society where there is cash. And it says when Yaakov Avinu left Lavan and he came back to Eretz Yisrael, he was so appreciative of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a Yeshua and he protected him all the years that he was away from Eretz Yisrael. Vayichan as Pnei Ho'ir, and he came to Sidi Shechem, so he vayichan, he gave chen to the city. What did he do? So the Gemara and Bema Mavlika has three suggestions. So one suggestion was he instituted shopping malls. The other suggestion was that he instituted merchatzos, that the people should be healthier. They should bathe more often. And the third suggestion is that he instituted matbea. He instituted a monetary system. So the Holy Tzaddik Yaakov Avinu is the one who instituted it. So you see that it's a wonderful thing. It's not an evil of society. And that's the ideal Torah society, has to have cash. So those who don't, so the Rambam writes, it's only considered cash if it's legal tender, recognized by the legal government of your country, and America has to be recognized by the American government, or it also has to be recognized by the Israeli government. A shekel chadosh in Eretz Yisrael is legal tender in Eretz Yisrael. If you come to America, a shekel chadosh is shavu kesef. It's not kesef. It's not recognized by the American government. It's recognized by the Israeli government. So the din is that when you pay the ma'aser sheni, you have to use kesef that's recognized by that legal government of that country. The Neturei Karta, who claimed that the government in Eretz Yisrael is a bunch of pirates, so l'shitasam, according to their warped way of thinking, so they cannot use Israeli coins for the purpose of being paid in Ma'aser Sheni, because it's not legal tender. It's not recognized by the legal government of the country. Who is the legal government of Eretz Yisrael? So they say the British, because when the British gave it over to the Jewish people, that was Shaloi Kedin. You have to wait till Moshiach comes to make a Jewish government. And the Chazon Ish says, be favorish like that. The Chazon Ish wrote the Sefer when Israel, when Eretz was under the, Palestine was under the control of the British. So he talks about using a shilling for the purpose of Pinyan Ma'aseh Sheni. That's when it's under the British. So the British were the official government of Eretz, so you have to use a shilling. But Bezman Hazeh, after the Hakamas Hamdina, so you don't use a shilling. That's what the Natura Kaita hold. That every other government in Eretz is legitimate, except for the Jewish government. The Jewish government in Eretz is not legitimate, so there's no Israeli money. It's not considered kesef, it's shavah kesef. So again, so it's important to know that the government that you're dealing with is an official government, a recognized, accepted by the population, okay, by the roiv of the population, okay. Benegeh to the din of dina, the machus dina. If it's a bunch of pirates, so you don't say din al-machus ad-dina. And one of the several halachas of din al-machus, one din al-machus, you have a right to levy taxes. Another din al-machus ad-dina is that only the coins that the government, the official government recognizes, have the status of kesef. And if it's not recognized by the official government, then it's called shavah kesef, it's not considered kesef. So here, in the days of the Tanoim, or the days of the Amoraim, they had, the government would levy taxes on the people. Let's say, like Rashi said, they had to give Maisa from the behemoth to the government. They had to give Maisa from the Tvua to the government. If they didn't give from the Tvua, they already ground up the Tvua and they made flour out of it and they made bread and cake and cookies out of it. So the government has the right to take 10% of all of the Tvua. And the government declares that the behemoth and the Tvua is meshubah to pay this tax. So that's a concept of shibah nechasim. What does shibah nechasim mean? The shibah aguf and the shibah nechasim. The shibah aguf means that I owe you an amount of money. Let's say I borrow $10,000, so I owe you shibah aguf. Then we say not only is there a shibah aguf, if I give you a shtar, I authorize two witnesses to write a shtar. So the din is, even if they didn't write, kol nechasem shibadim l'chayiv zeh, there's a machlekes satanayim above metzia in the first parak, and we paskan achrayis is a Torah sefer. The fact that the shtar halvoa doesn't say kol nechasem shibadim l'chayiv zeh was a mistake, and it's self-understood that whenever there's a shtar, there is shibadim l'chayiv. If it's only a milva bal peh, if there are two Edom who testify that I borrowed the $10,000 from you, it's a milbal pes. A milbal pes is not government halakuchas. Only if it's a milbal b'shtar, then it's government halakuchas. Why? Because the shtar that the loivi gives over to the malve, it's self-understood, even if it doesn't have that line, kol nechasim shabbat m'chayv zeh, self-understood that there's a shibud nechasim, unless it says beferish, that the levy borrowed $10,000 and there's only shibud aguf and there's no shibud nechasim. It says beferish that not, nisht is nisht, you can make a halva where there won't be shibud nechasim. But if you didn't say one way or the other, we assume that achrayis, the lack, the fact that achrayis was not written into the shtar, that's a tos sefer, and whatever is self-understood is considered kilo nichtav dami. Let's say you have a shtar, and it says the date says a wedding, and it says shnas tavshin pei lebria soilum. It's not tavshin pei; it's chamesha salafim tavshin pei. So it's supposed to say b'shnas chamesha salafim shva meos ushmonim lebria soilum. It doesn't say that. Let's say it just says tavshin pei. So you look at the shtar; it doesn't look like it's 5,000 years old. It doesn't look like the shtar was written 5,000 years ago. It doesn't look like it was written 1,000 years ago. So it's self-understood. That's the Gemara in the first parak on Avodah Zarah. The fact that the name, the number, Chamesha Salafim, is missing, that's the way we write. All the time we write Tavshin Pei. On the calendars, you write Tavshin Pei. You don't write Chamesha Salafim, Tavshin Pei. So whatever is missing and it's self-understood is considered Kilei Nichtav Dami. That's a din of Yad. There's a din of Nedarim and Shavuos. The Pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, Nefesh ki sishova levate bisasam lohara lahet. If a person takes a Shavuah, he has to pronounce it with his lips. And the Gemara says in Shavuos, Tav Chavav, and Vez Goma Beliba, a person made up his mind, he's Mekabal HaShavuah, Mekabal HaNeder. It's not binding Goma Beliba. Tzach lahoitzi bisvasav. Kolzmani doesn't pronounce the Neder or the Shavuah with his lips. It's not binding, because it says, levate bisvasam. So what happens if he didn't say a full sentence? What if he said a half a sentence? But it's self-understood from what he said, what he's driving at. So that's called a yad. Yesh yad, that's yadis nedarim and yadis l'shavua. There are different opinions, but the pashtus is the Pashtun says that there is a din of Yad both by neder and by shvua. Some Rishonim distinguish, but the Pashtun says that we pass and there is a din of Yad both by neder and shvua. That's a din of a Yad by a shtar. Whenever there's any dibur, either dibur of a neder or a shvua, dibur harat mukudeshesli, but he didn't say the whole sentence. A dibur of a get, he wrote a get, and he wrote a shtar halva, and he left out. He didn't write the konachasim shabbatim lachayb zet. So whatever is self-understood is considered kila nichtav dami. That's a din of yad. That's a din of yad. So what does it mean, shiba nachasim? The malva lent me, the loiva, he lent me $10,000. So the malva has a right to collect from me because I borrowed the money. Then I sell all of my karkos to a lakeach, and then the malva comes to collect from me and I'm broke. Because I sold all of my karkos and I squandered away all the money. I gambled away all the money. I wasted all the money. I'm left with nothing. So that's the din. Because I was mishabed the karkos, so the malva has a right to collect from the lekuchas. Why? But the lekuchas don't owe him the money. The answer is doesn't matter because of shibin lechasim. Why? What is shibin lechasim? Why does it help? So the Ritva in Kiddushin and Daf Yud Gimel explains that he coins an expression that Shiba Nechasim is considered a Kinyan Lachatzoyim. There's an Esivus also who doesn't quote, he probably didn't have a Ritva on Kiddushin. Perhaps he didn't have a Ritva on Kiddushin. I don't remember if he ever quotes it, but he writes the same Lashon on his own, that whenever someone is Meshabed Karkois, means that the Karka is Meshubed. What does it mean, Shibud Karka? It means that the Malva has a schus to take away the Karka. No, not a schus. It means the Karka is kone to the Malva with respect to Gviya. There's a Kinyan Gomer and there's a Kinyan Lachatzoin. Take, for example, the following. Let's say there is a Machloikis HaTanoim, Rab Meir and the Chachamim. There are many Tanam who agree with Rab Meir that you can make a Kinyan on a Dovish Lob Oliyolim. Just like, let's say, I make a Kinyan that the house should belong to you. I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael. Next summer, I'm going to move to Eretz Yisrael, let's say. So I'm not going to need my house. So I sell a house as of August 1st in the year 2021. So you can make a kinyan, l'chalamed yom. I can make a kinyan today, and the chalos will take place August 1st of next year. So I can say, Rameir is of the opinion, I can make a kinyan on a dovish la boli olam, because by the time the kinyan is going to take effect, it'll be boli olam. So I make it the same kinyan as any kinyan lachalamed yom. And we don't pass on like Rameir. The Gemara quotes a whole list of Tanaim who agree with Rameir, and that's a tradition from the days of the Goyim. Whenever the Gemara lists a whole list of Tanaim, ein halachik kishita, means that we don't pass on like that opinion. If you say Rabbi A, B, C, D, they all say you have to wear tefillin on Sunday. What's the chiddush? Everybody holds you have to wear tefillin. If you're saying Rabbis A, B, C, D all say that you can make a kinyan on a davish labali adlam, it means I'm collecting the odd opinions. I'm saying that they all hold like that. But that if it's a shita that's mukubelis, you wouldn't say the rabbis A, B, C, D all hold like that. That's the halacha is like that. So we paskin against Rav Meir. You cannot make a kinyan on a dovish labalim. If you have a dovish labalim, you can make a kinyan lachalamit. If I already own the karka, I can sell a house to you that the kinyan should take effect August 1st. By August 1st, I'll move already to Eretz Yisrael. I won't need the house anymore. But if I don't have the house yet, I plan to buy it, after I buy it, I want to resell it to you. I cannot make a kinyan lachalamit on a dovish labalim. So nonetheless, so let's say I have a farm, and every year pears grow. Avida diyasa, every year the pears grow on the farm. So I'll sell you all the pears that'll grow in Shnas, Topshin Pei Aleph. The pears didn't grow yet. Nothing started to grow yet. But I know I own the karka, and the pears are going to grow. So avida diyasa. So Meir is of the opinion that if it's avida diyasa, then you can make a kinyan on a dovish laboli olam. It's a kinyan, lachalamit. And we don't pass on like Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, so what do you do if you want to sell the Paris of Topshin Pei Aleph to the other person? So the Gemara says, don't sell the Paris Dekel. Sell the Dekel Le Peirosov. The Paris Dekel that are going to grow, Dekel is a tree. So the Paris that are going to grow Topshin Pei Aleph are Dovishla Balyan. But the Dekel is Bola. The Dekel is standing here. So I'm makna the Dekel to you. And the Mele, I say, Aroy Ashbach, Hakarka Shali Hishbiach. So once the dekel belongs to you, so you say aroy hashma. But I don't want the tree to belong to you, the gamra. I just want to sell you the pears of shnas tovshin pei aleph. So I say I'm selling you the dekel only with respect to kinyan lachatzayin, only with respect to one thing. You have the right to climb up on the tree. And the pears that are going to grow, Tavshin Pei Beis and Tavshin Pei Gimel, do not belong to you. And you have no right to chop down the tree. The tree only belongs to you with respect to the pears that of Tavshin Pei Aleph. That's a Kinyan Lachatzoy. So that's what the Nesivis writes in the Mems, I think Mem Vav or something. And that's what the Ritvoy writes in Kiddushan and Afyu Gimel, where the Gemara has a little bit about Shibura Deraisa. Machlek is where the Shibura Deraisa love Deraisa. So the Ritvoy has a Chiddush there. The machloikis and the Gemara, whether Shibura deraisa or lav deraisa, even if she did the ferish, even if the loive wrote in the shtar, I borrowed $10,000 from the malva, I'm a shabbat this karka, I'm a shabbat the karka, and if I sell the karka to the lakuchas, the malva should have the right to collect from the lakuchas. So the opinion of the Gemara, the whole Shibura lav deraisa, even if she did the ferish. Why? I bet he was mashabed beferish. So the Ritva says that opinion holds that there's no such thing as a kinya lachatzayin. Either it belongs to him or it doesn't belong to him. Can't have such a thing as a kinya lachatzayin. But that we don't accept that opinion. We paskin if shibid beferish, there is a kinya lachatzayin. You can't be makna peris dekel because the peris topshin pe aleph didn't come into existence yet. It's a dovish labalion. But if I makna the dekel lit peris, so I makna a dovish labalion with respect to that's okay, as long as the Kenyan officially is chal on the dekel. The dekel is bolaylam. The same thing, l'moshel, there's a din machlokes hatana, and we pass an aim brera. I cannot sell you a house, and I don't designate which house. I say, I live in a house 24 Ben, apartment 26A. I say, the apartment belongs to you, to me. I sell you the apartment for so much money. So I only have one house that belongs to me. I say, I sell you that one house that belongs to me. But if I have many homes and I say, I'm selling you a house and I don't designate which one, so then we pass an embrayer. You cannot be makne, a dobashe, a kinyan, cannot be chalan, a dobashe, and a mevurar. But if I say, there's a gemara in the end of Menachas, I say, bais ben botayani moichaloch, I have 1,000 houses all over, scattered all over the United States and Europe and Eretz Yisrael. I say, I sell you one of the many houses that belongs to me. So the Rashba and the Tshuva, there was a great one, Rav Shimon Shkop. He died many years ago. So when he was a Rebbe, he started giving shurim in Telza Yeshiva. His wife's uncle was Rav Lezer Telza, Rav Lezer Gordon. And at his chasen, Reb Shimon Shkop said, knock out Dvar Torah. And his wife's uncle was there. His mother-in-law's brother was Reb Lezer, tells her he was there. And he saw this fellow knows how to learn. Fascinating. So a year or so after the chasen, the uncle, Reb Lezer tells him, invited Reb Shimon Shkop to come to the yeshiva to give shiurim. So he was very young at that time. He was early 20s, I think. So he was a Magid Shir for 50 years already, at a fairly young age, in his mid-70s. And the Talmidim decided to put out a Sefer HaYoivel that covered the 50th anniversary of his being a Magid Shir. And they had he had Talmidim who were old enough to be the grandfathers of the other Talmidim from the first year, old enough to be the grandfathers of those from the last years, because there was a 50-year difference, and it was in different cities. First he was in Telz, and then in different cities. Then at the end of his career, he was in Grodno. So they had in this Sefer Yovel, they had Talmidim wrote about Rav Shimon from all the different generations that learned by him. And also they had a big Savyad, a long kuntres, that's called Mareches HaKinyonim, that Rav Shimon himself had written. He didn't write it for that occasion, but Talmidim had access to it. So they included that into the Sefer. So that was reprinted a few times. Now, the Mareches HaKinyonim, so the Mareches HaKinyonim by Rav Shimon Shkop, that was printed in the Sefer HaYoivel, the first time it was printed, used to be copied by hand. The Talmidim would copy it, and then they printed it. So that starts off with this Tshuvas HaRashba, that the Rashba asked the Kasha, since we pass on HaLocha Ein Breire, you cannot make a Chalois on the Dovashe and a Mavurah, so how can the Gemara say in the end of Menachos, towards the very end of Menachos, one of the last Dafim, Bais ben bote, ani mochalach shor ben shvarei, ani mochalach, I have thousands of behemoths. I sell you one shor among all of them. So it's ena mevura, which one I'm selling you. So why is the kinyan chal at all? I say, bais ben bote, ani mochalach, why is the kinyan chal on any house? It should be a dovish ena mevura and ein brera, so the chaloi shouldn't take effect. So basically, this is the answer. I can sell. It's not mevura, which house? But I'm selling you all the houses with respect to that one of the houses should be remain yours. I'm selling you all of the behemoths with respect to al kinyan lachatzoin. I'm giving you a kinyan lachatzoin, a shutfis, and all I have thousands of behemoths. I have 1,000 houses scattered all over the world. I give you a shutfis in all of them that we should make a chalukah, and after the chalukah should remain that one of the houses or one of the behemoths should be yours. So even though the with respect to is ena mevura, but the kinyan is chal on all of the shvarim, because it says shor ben shvarei ani mechalach, bais ben bati ani mechalach. So just like you can make a kinyan on a davar shebol yonim with respect to the davar shelo bol yonim, I can sell you a dekel lepei roisav, so too I can sell you a davar shemevurar, all the 1,000 houses. I'm making you a shutvah and all the 1,000 houses with respect to that will make a chalukah sal shutvim, and you will walk away with one house. You'll walk away, so that with respect to is a davar she'ein mevura. But the kinyan is chal on the davar hamavura, on all the batam, on all of the shvarim. So that's this concept of kinyan lachatzayin. The Ritva claims that that was a dispute, that there was an opinion in the days of the Tanaim that aim shibuda lav deraisa, even if shibdo beferish, even though the loiver writes in the shtar explicitly, kol nachas hamishibadim lachayiv zeh, means I'm selling, the loive is selling all of his karkoes to the malve with respect to that he should have the right to collect the halva from that karka. So if the loive sells all the karkoes to the lokeach and then the malve comes to the lokeach to collect, so the malve says, I bought the karka before you. Let's say a fellow is a wise guy. He sells the karka one day. On Sunday, he sells the karka to Reuven. On Monday, he sells the exact same karka to Shimon. So Shimon can't. He's a ganav. How can he sell the karka to Shimon? He already sold it to Reuven the day before. So here also, whenever the loiv is mishabed the karkois, what it means is that the karka is konei to the malva with respect to gvia. It's a kinya lahatsai. So then later, when the loiv sells the karka to the lukuchas, the malva says, no, but I already owned the karka before you owned it. You own the karka with respect to 99 other purposes. I own the karka with respect to gvia sachayv. So that's what Shiva Nechasim is all about. It's the Kinyan Lachatzai. So that's what Agamar is discussing. That din, the Shutvas Akum Patas from Chala, unless the Chalak of Shutvas Yisrael has already 3 pounds of flour. But let's say the Jewish lawyer, it's not so uncommon that you have a brilliant Jewish lawyer who's the lawyer for a non-Jewish bakery company. And he writes in his contract with the company that he has a certain percentage of the business is his. So he makes more profit. So let's say he only owns 1%. And they do 50 pounds of flour. In one shot, they do 50 pounds of flour. That's normal. So he only owns 1%. So 1% of a half a pound of flour. So that's a shut for sakum. And the chelak alisol is only half a pound of flour each time. So that's not chayim and challah. So the shayla is, what if the shut for sakum is not that 45 and a half pounds of the flour belong to the nochri, like in that case, that the Jewish lawyer only owns 1% of the firm, of everything that the firm has. What if the nochri only has a shibah nechasim? Not that he owns it mamish legamre, not that the nochri here, the government says they levy taxes, dina machus adina, they have a right to levy taxes. And dina machus adina, the din of hefke bezna hefke is based on dina machus adina. The bezdin has a right to act as if they are the government to be mafke things when the government should have maintained law and order. The whole role of the government is based on a pasuk, Melech Memishbed Yamin Eretz, a pasuk in Mishlei. The government is supposed to maintain law and order. So the role of the Batidinim today is that they man malki rabbanim. That today the rabbanim are supposed to act like the melech. They're supposed to maintain law and order. That's why the Gemara said that bizmanazav, you don't have any real smicha. Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael l'ish min piish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So the smicha ended already in Bavel. He can't give any real smicha. It's only imitation smicha. The imitation smicha that we have today is since the days of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. The Gemara in the first parak in Sanhedrin has Rabbi Yudah Nasi, Rebbe made a takana talman al yoyre. No one should pass on any shadus and came not al reshus me rabbi, unless he has authorization from his Rebbe to be a moira hara. Because the Gemara tells a Meister Shehoya that there was a big Talmud Chacham, but he spoke a different dialect of Hebrew. So when he said it didn't to the Balabatim, they didn't understand. They missed, not they didn't understand, they misunderstood what he said. And he said, May Beitzim, not Machshel Kabbalatum. They thought that he said May Beitzim. They didn't realize that he said May Beitzim. So there was a big kilkel. So you only are allowed to teach Talmud al Yoreh. Some Rishonim say you're not allowed to teach, or some Rishonim say al Yoreh, not allowed to paskin. How do you train a Moreh? Moreh is a teacher. Some say you need smicha in order to be allowed to teach, or you need smicha in order to be allowed to paskin a shayla heter hayroi. You have permission to paskin, and when they give you the permission, they have to check number one that you know the material, number two that you know you're an eloquent speaker, a good enough speaker that you can explain yourself and that you won't be misunderstood. If a person stutters and stammers and he can't explain himself, they shouldn't give him a smicha, because the smicha bizman hazeh is that he speaks well, and he can, not only that he knows the material, he can present it in an intelligent way, and the listeners will understand what he's talking about. So that's what the imitation smicha is all about. I think that's the only place in the Arba Chelkim Shulchan Aruch where the Rama quotes the Abar Banel in Hilchas Hayrasi Sevehetar in Yeridei Chel Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch gives you all the rules and regulations of how to paskan shailas. So it says that one who doesn't have heter hayroa, one who doesn't have smicha, imitation smicha, is not allowed to paskin. So the Rama quotes the Abar Banel, it's smicha today is only imitation smicha, it's only with the Rabban. That we know that from the Gemara. You don't really need the Abar Banel for that, but that's what the Rama quotes it from, the Abar Banel. That smicha today is only imitation smicha. So the Gemara says, how does a rabbi function today if he does not real smicha? Gemara says shlichus tayeku avdinan. The rabbanim today who don't have bona fide smicha are considered, in the days of the Gemara, the rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael did have smicha. Only the rabbanim in Bavel didn't have smicha. So the Gemara said the rabbanim in Bavel are considered shlichus tayeku as if they do shluchim of the rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. Tosis raises a question that bizman is there, bizman is there. In the days of the Balei HaTosa, there aren't even any Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael have bona fide smicha. The whole institution of smicha has already ceased to exist. There's not smicha der Isa today. So Tosa asks, so what kind of shlichasayu is this? Tosa says, we are the Rabbanim today, are shlichasayu de kamoi koavdina. We are the shluchim of those who passed away 1,500 years ago at the time that they still had bona fide smicha. How does that work? Person makes a shlich and then he dies, and 1,500 years later, the shlich is still functions. So that's a good question. The Rishonim talk about it. Some Sefer talks about it in the Chuvas and the Chiddush Eran, and the first Daf and Sanhedrin talks about it. It's not to be understood literally as shlichus. It means something else. But so the Gemara says, you only apply shlichusayu. That's the Gemara in Gittin. You only apply shlichusayu on a milsa de shchicha, viz bechisor and kis. Why? So the Avnezer explains he has a law on kuntris. Usually in Avnezer, the chubas are numbered. Chelik Karachayim, Chelik Yeredeh, Chelik Avnezer. Each chelik, you start from chuba number one. And the chubas don't have a title. And this is a very long chuba. This chuba has a title, Sheish Milas Lakise. The Kise, the throne of Shlomo HaMelech, had six steps in order to climb up. So the chuba had the discussion in the chuba was, a Rav passed away, and he left a son and a son-in-law, who were both outstanding Talmid Chachamim. So the question that he writes about was, is there Yerusha on Rabbanus? And who gets the Yerusha over here, the son or the son-in-law? He's working on the assumption, how can the son-in-law yarshin the Rabbanus, but he yarshins through his wife? But women can't be a rabbi. He was an old-fashioned rabbi. He said, how can you have a woman rabbi? No such thing as a female rabbi. So he says, so that's all part of the tshuva. So he has the six sections to the tshuva. It's called Sheish Ma'alas Lakise, the six hurdles you have to overcome in order to determine who gets the Kisei HaRabbanis. It's based, the expression is based on the Pasuk Sheish Ma'alas Lakise, on the throne of Shlomo HaMelech. So that's what he writes. Why do you only say Shtichusayu on Milsa Dishchicha Dizbe Chisar and Kis? Because the role of the Rabbanim today is that they don't act. When the Rabbanim had real bona fide smicha deraisa, so then they're paskening, they're bringing Malchus Shamayim down to Olam Hazeh by paskening Dine HaTorah to Bizman Hazeh. They don't have real smicha. So the whole role of the Rabbanim today is Man Malchi Rabbanim. They're functioning like the Melech. Melech Memishpat Yamed Eretz. They're supposed to maintain law and order. That's the role of the Rabbi today. The role of the Rabbi today is no longer the Paskan Shabbos. All the Shabbos were already taken care of by the Shulchan Aruch and by the major Paskim. The role of the Rabbi is to maintain law and order. So that's why Milsa the Shchichad is Bechisor and Kis, is when that's how you have to maintain law and order. So the only said Shlichusayu, they only said the Rabbanim today who have the imitation smicha only have the right to paskin based on Shlichusayu. If by paskining they'll be maintaining law and order, Milsa Dizbe Chisar and Kis, you're not Dan Dine Knosis Bizman Hazeh, because no, there's no Chisar and Kis. And there has to be Milsa Dishchicha, Milsa Lo Shchicha, so then you're not really maintaining any law and order. So if there's a real shutvis akum in the behemoth, even if the nochri only owns a toe in the animal, the Gemara has different opinions. One opinion, only if he's a shutv and a davishosos a treifa, one opinion davishosos a nevela, and others say no, even if he only owns a toe of the animal, it's not osos a treifa, it's not osos a nevela. If there's a shutva sakum sort patas, the shutvas by, that's the shutvas by Bechor Behema Torah. The shutvas akum by the Isa has to be that the Chelek HaYisrael doesn't have the 3 pounds of flour. If even after the shutva sakum, the Yisrael, the Jewish lawyer for the Goyish bakery, still have the Chelek HaYisrael is still 3 pounds of flour, so then you have to be mafrish willi brochen. If he owns 5 pounds of flour, have to be mafrish challah with a brocha. Okay, so the Gemara has this discussion: what if the Medina, the Malchus, the government levies taxes? Fine, but that doesn't mean that it's a shut for sakum. But the government said that the tvua is meshubit. The government reserves the right if the farmer doesn't give that amount of money, the tvua is meshubit. The government will take away part of the tvua. So they made a shiba nechasim on the metaltalim, on the tvua, around the behemoths. Yeah, is there such a thing as shiba nechasim on metaltalim? Usually we assume there's only shiba nechasim on karka. There's not shiba nechasim on metaltalim. So that's a big machlekes. The Rambam and the Rashba, in Kiddushin, the Rashba in the first perek in Kiddushin says, look what I wrote in the Kuntri Sachrin. Around Afiyutresa, so in the first parak, so he says it's printed at the end of the Rashba on Kiddushin. This Kuntra Sachron has a longer than usual essay, not that long. Usually the Rashba has a paragraph or two. Here it's a little longer, so he calls it a Kuntra Sachron. So the Rashba is of the opinion that on the level of the Raisa, if he says Shibud the Raisa, there's a Shibud Nachasim both on Karka and on Metaltalim. But because metaltalim is leis leikola, when you buy metaltalim, the lekuchas anakere realize that there's a shibud nechasim on metaltalim. So there's going to be a pseida the lekuchas amidirabbanan. They cancel the shibud nechasim on metaltalim. But if you don't want to cancel it, then the Gemara says in Perek Cheskes Sabbatim, let's say the loive has them write in the document, in the shtar ha-halvoah. He tells the Adam, write the shtar halva that I borrowed $10,000 from the malveh, and write that I'm mishabed all the karkos and all the metalt, mishabed everything. So the Gemara says, just like you can sell, there's a kinyan agav, if you make a kinyan, I want to transfer ownership of karka and metaltalim. So that's a mishnah at the end of the first perek in Kedushin. The chosim she'en la machrayis, is the way we refer to metatlim, and karka is called nechasim sheish lamacharais. In English, you call it real estate. Real estate means the karka haritz loyalam amadis. The rishonim have a melitza based on the pasuk in Koheles that the karka is real estate. It's there in front of you. Any yochel havricha, any yochel, you can't hide it, and you can't destroy it. The karka is always there lefaneinu. So the Mishnah says nechasim she'elam achrais metatlim can be niknim agav karka. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Dibra Yom, I can be makne karka to another person and agav the karka metatlim. So the Gemara says just like kinyan agav works to be makne metatlim agav karka, so too kinyan agav works to be mishabed metatlim agav shiburan karka. The loive writes authorizes the edim to write a shtar that he borrowed $10,000 from the Malve, and all of the karkos that he has are meshubed, and agav the karkos, he's also meshabed the metaltalim that he has. So just like kinyan agav works to be makne metaltalim agav karka, it works to be meshabed metaltalim agav karka. Why? Because shibud is a kinyan lachatzoin. So in effect, you're really being makne a kinyan b'miktas on the metaltalim, agav the kinyan b'miktas on the karka. So that's why agav works. So this is what the Gemara has a shayla. This din that it is shutvus akum epatas legamrei from the din of b'chor bein metora. There isn't even a din of the matnas kuna. Not only is it not kodesh likorev on the mizbeach, it's not even for the matnas kuna. Once you have a shutvus akum, is that only if he owns a part of the animal kinyan gomer, or even if the akum only has a kinyan lachatzoyin of Shibud Nechasim? That's the Gemara's discussion. Yes, so the Shai, what do you mean? What do you mean, Shibud Nechasim Ametatlim? If you're Meshabed Metatlim Agav Karka, then there's going to be, then the Gemara said the Shibud Nechasim. Is there such a thing as Shibud Nechasim Ametatlim? If you're Meshabed it Agav Karka, then there is, yeah. So the Rashba writes at Minat Torah, if you hold Shibud Nechasim, That's a big dispute in the Rishonim. The Shachans and Choshim Mishmas Simulam Mites quotes Marachim Mul Marachim quotes around 10 Rishonim and Paskin Shibura Derais and 10 Rishonim Paskin Shibura Lav Derais. There isn't too much of an Afkamina Ladina whether Shibura Derais Shibura Lav Derais. If you want to see, there's one of the Rishonim on Kedushin. It's called Shita Lano Delami. They don't know who wrote it, but it's one of the early Rishonim. And he rattles off about 6-7 nafkaminas, all very obscure nafkaminas, very dakazdik. The only nafkamina the Gemara has there in Kiddushin is the following: whether shibura deraisa or lav deraisa. What's a nafkamina? If you hold that shibura lav deraisa, if you hold shibura lav deraisa, what motivated the chachamim to introduce shibur nechasim? Because Kadesh Lotin Aldalus Bifne Lovin. If I'm going to lend money, I'm going to lend $10,000 to the Loive, then the Loive is going to sell all of his karkos to the Lakuchas, and then he's going to squander all the money. So I'm going to come to collect the $10,000. He's broke. He was a rich man. He had a lot of karkos at the time that I lent him the money. I thought for sure I'd be able to collect it back. And now he sells all the karka and he has nothing left, and he spent all the money. So there's no way to collect from. So next time I will learn my lesson. Next time I won't lend any money to anybody. And the next person will be an honest person. The first lawyer who fixed me up, he was mopsing me. He borrowed the $10,000 and never paid it back. He was a wise guy. So because of that wise guy, everybody else is going to lose. So that Gemara has an expression, Kadesh lotin al delis bifnei lovin. You shouldn't be mopsed the kindness of wealthy people who have the potential to lend money to the loivim. You got to be mopsed all alive him. No one's going to want to lend any money. So they made a takana de rabbanon that the mishum kadesh lot and adults bifnei lovin made a takana that there is shibun nechasim hefker bez nefker. You do have the ability to collect from the lekuchas. So the Gemara says if that's the whole reason why they made a takana de rabbanon that you can collect from the lekuchas or you can collect from the assignment. Let's say the loiva borrowed $10,000 and then he dies. And the Yorshim get the money, but the Yorshim never borrowed the money. They don't have a Shibud Agob. So what right do I have to take away the karka from the Yorshim? That's also based on Shibud Nechasim. So the Gemara says, the whole motivation for the Takanas Chachamim to make Shibud Nechasim to enable the Malo to collect from the Yisaimim, or to collect from the Lekuchas, Kadesh Lotan Aldelis, Bifnei Lovim, so then it wouldn't apply in the following case. Let's say a woman had a baby. My wife had 9 babies. We have 9 children. So when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, my wife, we should live so long, my wife will be obligated to bring 9 sets of karbanas. Ayaletis is mukhiyev to bring a set of karbanas every time she has a baby. If she has twins, so then they're covered with 1 karban. But each baby is separate, so you're mukhiyev to bring 9 sets of karbanas. What happens if the woman has her own assets and she died before she had a chance to be mafresh to korbanos? So the yoledes brings a chatas and an oilam. So the chatas shemesa by leha, you can't bring a chatas on behalf of a dead person. Chatas is out of the question. Once the yoledes has died already, you can't bring. What about the oilam? So the oilam you can bring. The oilam you can bring. So if the yoledes was already mafresh to oilam before she dies, so you have the Yorshim Mailosa, the Mishnah said, for sure, you bring the Oila. What if she was never Mafrish the Oila? What if she died before, but it was Nishtabdu Nechaseha? She had the baby. And after the Malosa is up, if it's a baby boy, the Malosa is up after 40 days. Baby girl, the Malosa is up after 80 days. It says she brings an Oila and a Chatos. So should I say nishtabdu hanechasim, and even if lohi frisha oilo, you yordim lenichse ha-yorshim. So if you hold shibuda deraisa, then nishtabdu hanechasim. If you hold shibuda lav deraisa, so the whole motivation to make a takana derabana, to change the din deraisa is, kadesh lotan dalas bifnei lov, we're afraid the malva will have learned his lesson. He lent money to the Lord. They never collected it, so he's never going to want to lend any more money. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is a very kind Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He's going to give babies. We know he's going to give women babies, even if they don't bring the korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. So if the whole takana, if the whole din of Shib Nechasim is only a takana of the Rabbanon, Kadesh Lotan Adelus Bifnei Lovin, it doesn't apply with respect to karbanos. We know that Rabbeinu Shlomo is a very kind being, and he's going to give babies. So that's the whole nafka mina that the Gemara gives. Whether she put their eyes or their eyes, if lo hifrisha oilasa, if the oledes was not oila, but if lo hifrisha oilasa, would you be yorid linachosel? If she has her own bank account, if she has her own money, then she have to say that nishtab linachosel. So if she buddha deraisa, then it even applies with respect to karbanos. If she buddha lab deraisa, mistabed that they never made a takana. So that's an afkamina that appears, that's in Kiddushin, the afyud gimel. That's an afkamina in the Gemara. All the other 6, 7 afkaminas that the Shita Lanadami has there are all complicated. There are no Gemaras on them. He made up his own afkaminas lidia. So the Shachan Chosh Mishpat in Sima Lamites, that's the beginning of Hilchos Shtaris. So the Shachan Chosh Mishpat quotes a major machlokes of Rishonim, how do we paskin? Do we paskin Shifkamina? Nafkamina for the Oledes who died by the Nishtab Nilchaseh, it's not Nafkamina Mizbanazeh. Nobody's bringing any of these carbonates anyway. And all the other 6, 7 Nafkaminas, the Shita Lanadam, they never come up in a million years. They're very rare Nafkaminas. Doesn't really make that much of a difference, but theoretically it's a machlokes. So on this topic, so the Rashba again, so the Rashba writes that Mikra din deraisa shibud nechasim. If shibuda deraisa is both on karka, ruin the whole world of business. If you're going to say, if you leave the din deraisa bim kaimai, that is even shibud nechasim amitaltalim. So people won't want to buy, say that people won't want to buy any metaltalim from each other, because it may be taken away based on Shibud Nechasim. So mid the Rabbana, they canceled it. And the Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes in one place that Ein al metaltalim tach shibur hamal v'dvar Torah. So you see two things from that line in the Rambam. Rambam so they should point out. You see, first of all, he holds that Shibuda deraisa on the karka. And secondly, he disagrees with that Rashbon, the Kuntra Zachrin, the Exodus points this out. Excuse me for 1 minute. So you see two things from that one line in the Rambam. Number one, that Shibura de Raisa with respect to the Karka. He paskens like that. The Shach has Maracha, Mul Maracha, Ten Rishonim hold Shibura de Raisa, Ten Rishonim hold Shibura Lav de Raisa. So the Rambam holds that Shibura is de Raisa. And number two, that Minatar de Shibura is only on Karka, only on real estate, only on Horitz Loyla Mamaris. It secures the Malva in collecting. But on the Metaltalim, the Loyde can always hide it. He can destroy the Metaltalim. So then it doesn't really secure the Malba. He's not that much more secure by virtue of the fact that he has Shib Nechosim on Metaltalim. So since it doesn't secure him in collecting, so the Ramahol's Menater, Eina Metaltalim, Tachos Shib Amalba Dvater. Yeah, here the Gemara says, the Gemara is talking about Behemoth, the Gemara is talking about Esau. This is Mamish Metaltalim over here. So how come over here the Shibin Chosama and the Metaltim, according to the Ramam, it's a dim in our Torah, according to the Rashba. So here the government declared that there should be Shibin Chosama on the Metaltim. In our Torah, there is Shibin Chosama on Metaltim, whenever there's a Chiyav Mammon. It's only made the Rabbana, Kadesh Lot Tena Dalas Bifnei Lobin. So here the government declared, Dina the Machus Adina, can function like Hefke Bezen Hefke. It's a branch of Din in the Machusa that Tosfos in the beginning of Sanhedrin that the Dvar Ram quoted. So then you can make Shibin Chosim on Metaltalim. According to the Rambam, that there's never any Shibin Chosim on Metaltalim Dvar Torah. So how come over here? They're always talking about Shibin Chosim on the Metaltalim. Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe there's no Shibin Chosim on Metaltalim. That's if it's Ben Adam Lachavera, Malvin, Aloyver, Reuven, and Shimon. Because the loyve yochala havricha v'yochala ha'alima, he can hide the metaltalim, he can destroy the metaltalim, and the malva will not be more secure about collecting the debt. Masheni kain, if it's the government can send police and they'll go take other things. They can. The government has control of everything in the country. They have an army, they have police, they have a whole system to pressure people to pay money that they owe. So maybe the government is different. Maybe there is, when it has to do with the government, maybe even the Rambam would agree that you can't have Shibin Lachosim on the Metaltalim. The government said that there's Shibin Lachosim on the Metaltalim, and they're going to see to it that they'll collect. So this was the Shaila that the Gemara raised over here. Is that considered Yarakum b'yemtza, is that considered enough of a shutva sakum to pater by the Bechor Be'ema Torah? Or if the shutva sakum is by the Isa, and the Chelik al Yisrael doesn't have a sheer Isa. The whole dough is only 3 pounds. So if you're going to take off Maisa, 10% of the 3 pounds is going to be less than the sheer. So the miser, the 1/10 of the 3 pounds that's meshubah to the government, is that considered as if it's owned by the government? It's a kinyan lahatzayim. Is that considered as if it's owned by the government? So therefore, the Israel only owns less than the shear. So it's not enough to be mechuyav. It's not isas midbar. It's not enough. Mem gimel beitzim mechamish beitza. The achranim point that the word chala b'gematria ches lamed hay is 43. And that's how much it is. Mem gimel beitzim v'chamish beitzim is the sheer isas midbar. The gematria of chala, yeah. So that was the Gemara Shaila. So then the Gemara comes up with a maskona. Ika di amri amar rov. The second version was, Behemes anuna is ptura min apchera. Habagav temotz misalak lebezuzi. And it's a sanuna chayev is because it's lekola leis lekola. It's an issue of marisayin. But behemah sanuna, there that's is lekola. So there, even though yochala saluke bezuze, but still, shim nechasim is a kinya lachatzayin. So kinya lachatzayin of the akum is enough to pater from the chiyuv maisad behemah. But on the isa sanuna, since it's leis lekola, If you're mechuyev to be mishum arisayin leis lekola, that's a question whether you say a bracha or not. Let's say in Hilchas Chanukah it says that if I have an apartment and it has a window that faces the street on two different sides of the apartment. So if I'm going to light Neres Chanukah in one window, the people who are walking on the other street will see my window and they won't see any Ner Chanukah. So there may be a Marisayin issue. So the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Gemara in Bama Madlikan, you have to light in both windows. So Shulchan Aruch, it says, you don't say a bracha. They quote from the Rishayim. Whenever you do something, Mishum Marisayin, not allowed to do something that may cause people to be choshed that you didn't do a mitzvah. So that's an avera to do, just like there's an avera to ruin someone else's reputation to say lashon hara about someone else. So there's an avera to ruin your own reputation. I am not the balabos on my own reputation. I'm not allowed to say lashon hara against myself. That's called marisayin. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, when you light the second menorah, when you light the first menorah, and one in window facing one street, you say a bracha. When you light the second menorah, you don't say a bracha, because only Mishum Marisayin. And then other times you do say a bracha. Let's say you have a ben pekuah. So ben pekuah menatar is nita b'shchita sima midirabon and hifres agabi karka, needs its own shchita. Mishum Marisayin, people will think that he's eating a behemah that's in his vucha. So you have to shecht it mishum marisayin. So there it says many rishonim hold that you do say a bracha. So that's a discussion that Pichodesh raises, and then I say kelim on the Shulchan Aruch discuss it. When do you say mishum marisayin? You mechuyev to say a bracha. When not? Over here, let's say by the isa sanuna leis lekola. Therefore, you mechuyev mishum marisayin to be mafresh chala. Would you say a bracha or not? So that would be a question. What kind of a marisayin is it? Okay, but in that, tomorrow we will continue on this daf. I have to stop a little early today. Continue the next Gemara. Continue to learn Vav and Mebeis, Zayin and Aleph, interesting topics. Okay, we will continue tomorrow.